Thank you very much. I will give an initial response and then I will open the floor to my colleagues in the thematic group to flesh out what I say. Just to make out the point that I'm the leader of my own political party. So whenever there are elections, to echo a point that was made earlier, then the electoral lists are not organized in such a way that you have women at the bottom. The electoral list is drawn up on the basis of the number of seats. So in a given constituency, there are four seats, then the list per electoral party needs to have four names, one for each of those seats. And the individual who's elected will be elected to that seat. So there's no discrimination when it comes to the list. In order to have more female MPs, then what we hear from men is that we need to compete equally with them. They're not going to hand it to us as a gift. They say to us, if you want to serve like we do, then you have to do what we do. You have to go knocking on doors. You have to pound the pavement. You have to persuade the local population to persuade them that they want to vote for you. And once you have more votes than we do, then you will be voted for. We have no problem with that. And so that boils down to the fact that was made earlier by my colleague. We need to change hearts and minds at the grassroots level. But we're seeing that happening gradually. I am the leader of a political party, as I said. And I can take steps in that role in order to ensure that there are more female candidates in key seats, safe seats, etc., to make sure that we have more women on the list, more women than men. And that's a key role that I can play. So having more female